My name is Goran Vojnović. I'm coming from Slovenia. I'm a writer and a film director. Yugoslavia, My Fatherland is my second novel and the first one to be translated into English.
Congratulations. My name is Rosie Goldsmith, and I'm happy to be talking to Goran about this amazing book. Translation is also amazing. These are difficult books to translate, but this is wonderful. Noah Charney has translated this for you into English. Have you read the English version of Yugoslavia, My Fatherland?
Not all of it yet. I read like a couple chapters. That's how many I managed so far, but in my opinion, I read also in English. So, in my opinion, it's readable, and I can't say anything more. It's weird to read your. I'm constantly thinking about the original sentences, but I think it's very easy to read, which is not the case every time. So I think Noah did great work.
No, that's Noah Charney, the translator.
Yeah.
Your first book was incredibly successful in Slovenia. It's been translated. I know that the Slovene title is very different. Maybe you say the Slovene title first.
Čefuri Raus.
Čefuri Raus, which is like a mixture of German and Slovene.
Yeah.
It means sort of foreigners out, doesn't it, in slang?
Yes, it's Čefurs are actually it's a ugly word for everybody that's coming from the south, so especially from the parts of Yugoslavia, like from Croatia, Bosnia, Serbia, and so on. And it's a version of a famous Judenraus.
Which is one of the awful Second World War,
yes.
In between the wars, one of the phrases that was used against the Jews by the Germans.
And the Čefuri Raus was used especially in the 90s, after Slovenia got independent and with all this tensions in the Balkans, and it wasn't such a lovely time for the multiculturalism in Slovenia. So you had the graffiti all over the town, Čefuri Raus. So I took this graffiti and put it on the title of my novel, and it's written in a way. It's actually a key how to read this novel, because the title is so ugly, but actually. And the language is very direct and ugly at the moment, because the 17-year-old boy is the one who is telling you the story, and he's angry, and he's full of hatred and pain and suffering. But in the end, something underneath this language is something else. And that's why I say this key, because the message of the book, it's completely different to what the title is referring to.
The Slovenes, I'm told, because this book has not been translated into English, it was incredibly successful in Slovenia. And I think it goes to say that nearly everybody in Slovenia knows somebody who's read it or has read it themselves. Whereas it wasn't translated into English. This one, your first book, your second novel translated into English, Yugoslavia, My Fatherland, is written very differently from what I understand. And it's also not a slang book. It's not so much in popular dialect. So you've written a very different novel.
Well, I wanted to do something completely different. Even though everybody expected me to write like Čefuri Raus 2. Like, and I said
the film sequence.
Yeah, and I wanted to do something else. But in the meantime, I got older. I had a lot other things I wanted to write about, and of course, with different character for me comes different language. So it's my character is now in the second novel is completely different than the character who's telling you the story in the first book. So the language is different, the topic is different, and everything is different. So even I just finished my third novel, and it's again different and maybe more similar to the second than to the first, but also quite different. So with me, I think the style and especially the language of the book comes from the characters or the one who is telling you the book, and so I think everybody just saw me after the first book like one who's writing in the slang about kids in the neighborhood, but it was just one part of me. I grew up in those neighborhoods, but that was just one small part of me. Much bigger part of me is in my second book, actually. Even though it's about war crimes and facing those war crimes and about the dissolvement of my country, the country I was born in the Yugoslavia. But there's a lot of me into this book, even more than in the first book.
It is a very disturbing book. It's about very funny, but it is very disturbing for somebody like you, obviously, who's been through it, coming from Yugoslavia. But for somebody like me as well, when I was a reporter in that time in Yugoslavia, and it isn't shying away from the problems. It is Vladan, the main narrator, is searching for his father, who he discovers is a war criminal and is on the run. Is this a true story?
Well, no. It starts, the main idea, it's rooted in the real story. So, like, my grandparents lived in Pula, where the story starts, and I've spent all my summers.
Pula there. is the name of the place the narrator comes from. Vladan.
Yes, and in Pula was always a military city, even Austro-Hungarian Empire and then Yugoslavia, and a lot of people from the army. And I played with the kids from the, like, sons of some generals of Yugoslav army who lived there. And when the war began, they just disappeared. They just moved. They went to war, actually. But at the moment, I asked myself what happened to them. So, and then because I never find an answer. Nobody was writing the stories about it. Nobody explained to us what the life of the Yugoslav army officer's family looked like, and what happened to these friends of mine when we were, which played with me and went to the beach and so on. And so I said, okay, I will write a story that could happen. Of course, I took it to extreme, so I made this officer a war criminal. But that's some of these generals, they all went to war, so, and there were a lot of war crimes. So I think it's a possible story. It could have taken place, story like this.
Did you find it difficult writing this book? Because you had to examine your own country's past and your friends and your family and so on.
Well, it was difficult, much more difficult than the first one. It took much more time. And of course, writing about war criminals is not fun, because when you writing, you live with these characters. You try to get under their skin. You try to understand them. You try to even love them, because you have to, in a way, you love to love your characters. I didn't want to make a war criminal a monster or some sort of psychopath. And I wanted to make him a poor person, character that you can partly love and hate at the same time. And because this is the relationship my main character, his son, is having towards his father.
He's a father.
Yeah.
He's a husband. He's a friend. Yeah. And his son loved him.
Yeah, because this is what's scary for me. It's not that you have some monsters who lived among us and then the war came and they just did their thing. That would be easy, because when we find a way how to detect these monsters and just remove it from our lives, and we are safe. But the scary part is that you had, like, normal people, regular guys, the husband and the fathers were, like, very nice to their children and to their neighbors and to everyone, and then in the war they committed the worst crimes. And this is the scary part, that these people, like, very similar to every one of us, and that you constantly being asked yourself, if I would be in his place, would I do the same thing? That's the scary part, because if the war criminals are monsters, you say, I'm not a monster, so that's an answer. So that's why I think it was difficult, because I wanted to really create different kind of war criminal, ones that still trying to be, after all he did, still trying to be a normal person, to deal with this, somehow get over it. So
then the other very strong character is, of course, Vladan, the narrator, because he has been so badly traumatized by what happened, by his father leaving. He is alienated from his mother, from his friends. He finds it difficult to have relationships. And he is your generation, really, isn't he? I mean, he is the one who is the, if you like, the victim of the breakup of Yugoslav and of these terrible wars. Do you think you tried to make him the universal victim, or is he somebody you know?
Well, there's a lot of me inside of him. Even though I'm not alienated from my family or from anyone.
You look quite well balanced.
Yeah, I have a really nice life.
At least on the outside.
But I think what I want to tell is he's somebody who lost his home. Because when Yugoslavia fall apart, a lot of people found new homes, like Slovenians found Slovenia, Croatians found Croatia, Serbians found Serbia, and so on. But there were a lot of people, especially of our generation, who were raised to be Yugoslavian, who had family like myself living in Bosnia, in Croatia, in Slovenia, and then suddenly you had to choose between your family members, and then suddenly you had to be satisfied that you have now this small part of your country and just that. And it's very difficult to explain to somebody how it feels like. And the other part is that for me, living in Slovenia, but most of my friends wasn't really affected by the war, it was really hard to explain how it was when you are 11 and then the war happens and suddenly your life changes completely. You're not
You were 11?
Yeah, I was 11.
As is Vlad when yeah. The war starts in
and
the
I,
book.
And you had to understand why your family is running away from Bosnia, why they are staying with you, why you cannot visit your grandmother and grandfather, why suddenly we are just watching news all the day long, why everybody is so scared and worried, and why we don't have money for everything we had money before because we have to send to our relatives, and all stuff that most of my friends didn't have to think about, or they just carried on their childhood lives, and it does leave a trace, big trace.
Do you feel you were there? You were in. You didn't leave during the war. You were in.
No,
Slovenia.
I was in Slovenia. So I was. I cannot say I'm a victim of the war. Definitely
and there was
not.
Only there was in speech marks only a 10-day war. Yeah. Only in speech marks.
Yeah,
but it's still 10 days is ten
yeah,
days.
But I think that just that your life has this trace of war. So. You have one life before the war and you have a second life after the war when everything is changed. Your family lives elsewhere. Some of the people you knew just disappeared. And you're constantly thinking on your life, you're watching, you see this line in between.
Do you think that a non-Yugoslav could have told this story?
Well, a lot of people tried to, and I think...
But with the same depth and feeling.
Well, somebody would say that I can, because I wasn't in the war, I can say this story. So probably a lot of people had much more experience, because people from Sarajevo or... But I think, generally, we were right... If you're a writer, you're writing about everything. I don't know... any war criminal personally, and I was writing about war criminals, so if I can do it, I think everybody can. So I'm the last one who will say that somebody can't write about something. I think everybody can write about everything.
Did you feel a sense of moral judgment at the end of this story? I mean, you very carefully try not to judge in the novel. Did you feel, though, a sense of outrage?
Well, probably.
Or justice?
Well, probably, even though, as you say, I didn't want to be a judge. I wanted to love all my characters, to put myself in their perspective, to more ask the questions than to really give them the answers. But I think somewhere is inside the liberty or non-liberty are my feelings, my position, my view of it all. And it's quite strong, I think. And if you try to avoid it, but I think there is, if you want to see it, I think you can see where I stand, and especially about some things. And
well, it's a great novel. It really is. It's a great story as well. The characters are really well drawn and very full. And even though it's a hard novel to read, it's funny and the language is great. I really hope you do well with it. It's a wonderful novel.
Thank you.
Obviously, I'm going to ask you as a film director and screenwriter, I mean, is it going to be made into a film?
Well, I made into a film my first novel. And they both been made into theater plays. But so now it's this one, it's not going to be made by me. I decided that first one because it's very difficult to make. It's happening in different countries, so from the production point of view it would be very difficult to make it. But also experience of telling the same story twice in a different way was not something I found really amusing. It was interesting to do it once, but for a second time I would let somebody else probably.
So either
do
or,
it.
Either a film or a novel.
Yeah,
for
me it's now, from now on it's...
Are you a novelist or are you a screenwriter or a film director?
Well,
all these things.
I'm mostly a writer. And in a way, even screenwriter is also writing. And filmmaking is in a way writing. It's telling a story, so I would be probably a storyteller, but I don't know, probably because my book was the most successful thing, the first book was so successful, most of people see me as a writer, even though I studied filmmaking, so then probably even the life of a writer in Slovenia is also much more comfortable than life of filmmaker. So even now, as I'm getting older, I much more
You're
see myself as a writer because it's much easier. Even though you cannot earn a lot of money with it, but still, it's nice.
That's so
life.
True. And if you've got two young children as you have now, then at least you can stay at home a little bit with
well,
the writing.
Well, I stay at home at the moment a lot.
Goran Vojnović, thank you very much for talking to me about Yugoslavia, my fatherland.
Thank you.